The plan would increase the state's local government funding, often called shared revenue, by a minimum of 20% to most communities. But it would require communities to spend the money on expenses like police and bar spending it on things like diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Some communities would also receive a much larger share of the new money than others. Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit called it a difficult vote, but he supported the plan.
There are some tough pills to swallow in this bill, but our local governments literally cannot afford to wait.
The bill needed Democratic votes to pass the Senate. Several Republicans voted against it after it was amended to let Milwaukee add a sales tax without voters passing a referendum first. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.